The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Yeah, I'm dancing now because TMB is in the house. He's with me. Are you ready to rock and roll with me, my friend?
Dude, I'm already rocking and rolling, man. I'm listening to my headphones right now.
All right. Man, it's good to have you back each and every Wednesday. And, you know, you've been so busy with the quest for the cures continues. I know that I can't get you on but once a week, but every once in a while I want to throw you in the mix extra, you know. So glad to have you here, though, today.
Yeah, it's good to be here. And, yeah, I've been very, very busy, but it's coming together nicely. I think that people are going to really enjoy this upcoming Quest for the Cures continues in October. It's going to be some fantastic stuff. And we're almost done with the trailers. They should be up by Saturday. I think that's when we're going to have the website up.
And I got a sneak preview of the trailer, and I was sitting there just moved emotionally by it. I was like, dagnammit, Ty, making me cry. I'm a big boy. I don't cry. But you set the stage for this, the reason, the passion you have for why you do what you do, why you wrote Cancer Step Outside the Box, why we get together here on this air. I mean, it's so important to us. Not to do it for you, you know, not to heal you, but to bring you that power to heal, to empower you, to bring you the information so that you can make informed decisions. Because, as you said, you've lost your parents, you've lost relatives, I've lost relatives. You know, we could say on one level in the time period we were in, needlessly, after the fact, we can look back and say, okay, there was great purpose. They may have actually sacrificed themselves for a greater good in this case, and we are grateful, but we are, you know, hurt. Or left with the loss that they're not with us anymore. One day we'll see them. But the point of what they've inspired in you is life transforming on this planet, Ty. And I again, shout out to your mom and dad and thank you for their service to all of us.
Well, thank you, RSB. That's really nice of you to say. I appreciate that. It is really what has driven us. The loss of mom and dad really is what has driven Charlene and I and our whole family. You know, it's a family affair here. To do what we do and to write and to try to spread truth and information to people to help, to heal. And it's your same mission, too. That's why we have this passion to do what we do. We're on the same mission. We have the same goals. And it's always to help people. It's always to impart knowledge and let them do what they can with the knowledge. Going through this quest for the cures continues. I was going back through some of the interviews from the spring and pulling some excerpts that we didn't use. And I got a good quote from Dr. Buttar, which will be in there. And he says at the very last of one of the sentences, he says, because the power to heal is yours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like we haven't heard that before, but, you know, it's just this is going to be just more affirmation of that truth.
Yeah, I was funny when we first got together, Ty, you know, of course, Ty, you were introduced by Dr. Buttar. I was mad at him for a while. I was like, what took you so long to introduce me to TMB? Come on, man. But then he asked me, hey, do you mind if I say that at my events, the power to heal is yours? I said, are you kidding me? That's not mine. I mean, I may be one of the first to say it, but I don't own it. It's the God's honest truth. It belongs to everybody. I want everybody to tell everybody that truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what we're doing here, and that's, you know, this the fact that Dad was really killed by the surgery as opposed to the actual cancer. You know, he was diagnosed on July the 1st. He died the 25th. So 25 days, a man seemingly healthy doesn't die from cancer, but he did die from the surgery, which is what you were talking about in the first hour, the iatrogenicide, right, the medical mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, there's new information on the rate. It's just astonishing. As we talk about the number one killer, really, in reality, it's not foreign terrorism. It's domestic terrorism endorsed by federal agencies and made or granted monopolies for treatment of cancer and other diseases.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's the report that we so often cite, the one back in, I think, 2004 with Dr. Null and Dean and Feldman, and I can't remember, there's a couple other doctors that went on, the death by medicine report, 783,000 deaths per year from iatrogenic causes. Heck, I mean, it's so prevalent, Robert, they had to invent a new word, right?
Right.
Iatrogenic was not even in the dictionary 50 years ago.
Yeah, it is incredible. And of course, this is a story from NPR, National Public Radio. And, of course, last hour we covered it from, as I said, the reason I bring up left-right is just it's a description. We're in talk radio. There's a lot of people that understand that. We try to define our terms as well. But as you said, the political left has been very, let's say, non-questioning of Big Pharma and the so-called science behind them. And then to have the Daily Show come out and reveal what it revealed was stunning, was even shocking. But here you've got NPR as well. Now going, you know, 1999, referring to the Institute of Medicine report publishing To Err Is Human, where they acknowledge 98,000 people a year die because of mistakes in hospitals. It's not gotten better.
No, it's not. And you know, I guess it's nice that the mainstream or the semi-mainstream is kind of catching up to this. This is the same thing that you've been talking about, I've been talking about for, you know, decades. So it's nice that this is getting the airtime. I didn't get a chance to hear that in the first hour. So are you saying that you were listening to that, the Jon Stewart?
Yeah, you will be shocked, my friend. You will be shocked by what they revealed in that Daily Show report on drugs and the drug cartel. And holy tamale, we played it, and I still am hard. Did that really come from the Daily Show? Yeah, so go back and listen, everybody, if you missed the first hour. Now, this new study coming out of the Journal of Patient Safety saying that numbers are way higher than what they've reported before, between 210,000 and 440,000 patients each year who go into the hospital for care suffer some type of preventable harm that contributes to their death.
That is terrible. Can you imagine that if there were a chain of natural hospitals that only did herbal medicine, that 440,000 people died at each year because of the care they received there? Can you imagine that they would stay open?
Dude, if 40 people died, they would shut them
down. If 4 people died, they would shut the whole chain down.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The cognitive dissonance in America that still exists, that this... Listen, it is a holocaust. It's a medical holocaust. Continues. And again, we acknowledge the role of trauma and emergency intervention. That's where allopathic medicine shines. But beyond that, there's not a lot of use we have for them.
Right. Yeah, and that was clear in several interviews with the Quest for the Cures Continues that, you know, you have acute trauma. You have an injury where you have a limb that is severed, or you're shot, or you have some kind of an emergency room situation. Then modern medicine is fantastic, but past that, it ain't got much to offer, bro.
Yeah, it absolutely is incredible, and it's shocking. And then we have some awakening within the medical profession as well. We'd like to acknowledge, of course. I've gotten calls and we've gotten emails. In fact, I had a question of the day come in the other day. I didn't get to it. Maybe I should do that now. From a woman who was in the medical profession, and they're insisting that she has to have a flu shot, and she is just flipping out about it. And she's trying to say, I don't want one. I shouldn't have to get one. She finally found a doctor to work with her, which is the good news. But you pointed out to me earlier today a story we're going to cover about nurses that are now leaving the medical profession over this issue. They're recognizing the danger. They're recognizing the vaccines. And they're just saying, listen, if you're not going to let me out of this, it's not worth my job even.
Well, for those that have the intestinal fortitude to do that, I salute them. That's a tough decision, and it's the right decision, but it's a tough one. And I really admire the nurses that have gone to school, but they're leaving because they morally can't do it anymore. You know, they morally don't trust what the doctors are doing. They've seen the iatrogenicide. They don't believe in the vaccines. They're not getting vaccinated. The doctors aren't getting vaccinated. And finally, they just have enough. They've had enough. They're like that reporter that we talked about and said, you know, blanket, I quit. They've had enough. And so I respect that. When we lived in New Zealand, we became friends with a family down there that the mother was a nurse, and she worked in the local schools giving poisonous injections that they call vaccines to the children. And we asked her about that one time, and she said, well, she knew it was poison, but it's her job, so she's going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. It was the synopsis of it. And I tell you what, I lost respect for that person.
Yeah. I link a story today earlier through the social networks, and there was a quote from the story, and it was about Rob Schneider, who was a spokesperson for State Farm Insurance. He was doing his funny Saturday Night Live guy, making copies, that guy.
Making copies.
Yeah, remember him? And there was a groundswell of the pseudo-scientific quackbuster groups, the hate groups, yeah. I call them now. And they caused such a ruckus that State Farm pulled the ads, pulled the campaign. And this guy wrote about it. It was very interesting. The statement right here says, freedom of speech exists in these United States. That is, if one can afford unemployment. Now, thank God Rob Schneider's not going to be hurt too badly. He's doing all right, and we want to keep supporting him for all of his good efforts. But think about these nurses who are walking away, because if they speak out against the vaccines because they believe that they're dangerous, they contain mercury, they could even quote the Cochrane Collaboration, a scientific group that is not holistically oriented, and they could lose their jobs for that. So freedom of speech, yeah, there's a cost to it. You could lose your job over this.
Yep, you can, and people do, and people have, and they will continue to lose their jobs over it. There really is... There is no freedom of speech. Even if you, as you said, you reference a mainstream study. I mean, look at the instances that we've dealt with in the past with the walnut growers and the cherry growers, that actually all their only crime was linking through to scientific studies from their website, and the FDA deemed that to have been making medical claims because they were pointed to the mainstream medical studies. Wow. Talk [S2] Right. [S1] About a loss of freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. So, you know, there are consequences to actions. We know that. Some, you know, are very happy about the consequences. They feel like they're now all powerful because State Farm is not backing Rob Schneider. Now, the thing is, there are consequences for State Farm as well, because there are many families of vaccine injured or even killed children now that are speaking out against State Farm. Super Don did a brilliant little meme on it and changed it to State Farm, PHARM. We sold out and put that out on the web as well. So there is a pushback even for those that thought they were in power in this regard.
That's awesome. I did not know that Don did a meme. I'd like to see that, State Farm. They did sell out, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they backed down. And listen, I understand companies that are afraid of controversy. Heck, you know, there are good companies I would love to have here on as supporters, advertisers, that are afraid. Because, well, Robert, you're just too outspoken. You get a little too controversial. I'm like, yeah, for the cause of liberty, I am happy to be controversial. And if
that's okay. I had doctors that we wanted to interview for the Quest for the Cures that backed out last second because they couldn't be associated. We were too controversial with this.
Yeah, yeah, listen. And, you know, we don't go on the air and call them wussies, at least to their face. but we appreciate the silent support as well. Okay, we'll take it. It's Outside the Box Wednesday.
Listen to the RSB waxing eloquent.
Sneaking it right through there, TMZ.
Making the copies.
That's right. Thank you, Rob Schneider. We'll be back after this with more Powerful Healing.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Outside the Box Wednesdays come to you courtesy of our friends at Better Way Health. We'll talk about the Beta 1-3D Glucan in a bit, because we've got ways to modulate immunity that will not harm you and will help you tremendously, like TMB does all the time with his books, including our book that we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal. And as far as I know, it's still selling pretty decently considering everything. I think it was a good little book with great information for folks.
It is, you know, despite the two authors, there's some great information in there.
I don't know how we did it. How did we do
either.
It? Amazing.
It didn't take long, did it?
Yeah. Hey, on the board, Randy, today, you want to call in 866-939-2355. Super Don's making it sound good, too. Randy, did we get a call while we were just too busy talking and we missed?
Yeah, last hour, actually, we got a call from Rob Schneider, of all people, just thanking you for his support.
Thank you for your support. I don't want to go on the air.
Yeah, he didn't want to go on the air, but he did want to thank you for the support.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Rob, for not coming on the air. I'm just kidding. No, we love you. You know that, Rob. Let's play it.
If he had left a message, it would have been like this. The RSB Meister, making me sound good on the radio.
Too busy to talk to the Rob Meister. No,
Rob
Rob's Meister's welcome here anytime.
Busy. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's cool that he called in to say thank you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate his outspokenness. And Randy, thanks for taking the call. Thanks a lot for not putting him through. Just kidding, Randy. No, we appreciate you. Doing great work there on the board. So 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be part of the show. TMB and RSB, Super Don here as well. There's a story about, you know more about this than I do, but it's a very concerning. Those of you who are not vegan vegetarians, who you find benefit to animal protein, and of course you want to get clean animal protein, and you said, hey, you know, how about grass-fed and quote-unquote grass-finished beef? Well, it may not be as clean as you like it if the federal government has its way along with the corporations they're supposed to regulate. What the heck is going on, TMB?
Well, I can't believe it, but it looks like they're trying to genetically modify grass now.
GMO grass.
Yeah, apparently you're going to have GMO grass soon. Looks like Scotts Miracle-Gro Company is trying to genetically modify Kentucky bluegrass with Roundup, making it Roundup ready.
Good Lord. I mean, how hard is it to grow grass that you need to spray Roundup on it? I mean, grass
is the stuff you have to cut all the time. I know. This is completely nuts because Roundup ready crops have been linked to cancer, inflammatory disease, neurotoxic reactions. I was just going through the Jeffrey Smith interview today. Mm-hmm. That when he talked about Roundup and the damage that it does to the organs, it also inhibits the CYP enzyme, which is an enzyme in the body that helps to detox toxins. It also helps to get rid of chemotherapy mm-hmm. whenever you're undergoing, you know, chemo, if you're going traditional treatments. So by inhibiting the CYP enzyme, it makes it to where cancer patients cannot detox the chemotherapy. And so it's more toxic and more frequently will kill them because of the fact that they ingested Roundup. I mean, now they're going to spray grass with it. Like, it doesn't grow well enough in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Listen, I've been telling everybody, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you go to any of the Home Depot stores or the Lowe's or whatever they are, the garden stores, do not buy Miracle-Gro at this point. I'm just going to say it out loud, because if they're funding genetically modified Roundup-ready bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, well, you don't need to be buying their products. You don't want to be buying Miracle-Gro. Tell them to back down on this. And, of course, the federal government never seemingly met a GMO that it didn't want to approve.
Well, and Monsanto never found a company that they didn't work in with an alliance with to promote their GMO crops, because apparently in this situation, Scotts is Monsanto's exclusive agent for marketing Roundup. And mm-hmm. I bet people didn't know that. So they're in bed with Monsanto.
Do we have an email? This guy, Jim Hagedorn, from he's a chairman and chief executive officer from the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. He needs to hear from you. He needs to hear from everybody. I mean, that's crazy, because yes, they spray grass because they don't want the weeds in it, but the weeds are the medicine of the planet for the animals and the people, and we kill it. How much money have we spent killing dandelion, which would cure liver and kidney disease?
Exactly. What these pesticides kill are the weeds, which in other countries they call them food.
Yeah.
They call them medicine.
Only the stupid humans. Stupid Americanus bubicanus. Don't do that. I mean, you make us all look bad.
Listen to the RSB Meister making the funnies.
Talking the Latin. All right. Well, listen, you know, there's one thing I want to talk to you about after the break, and it's a big story. It's something you know all so well. It's about the American Cancer Society, the relationship to Rockefeller, and the fact that, well, folks, if you think the American Cancer Society is here to find a cure or cures for cancer, I'm going to ask Ty Bollinger a very direct question, and I bet he will not evade the question. I bet he'll answer it very directly, too.
Also, I will answer the question.
He will answer it, or else my biceps are very small compared to his, but I'll try. I'll beat it out of him. No, I won't. Also, when to say no to medicine and tests for modern medicine. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to BillsGang.com, BillsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American Cancer Society trying to find a cure for cancer. Yeah. They're not doing so well, TMB. Why is that? The American Cancer Society, of all the places, I mean, hundreds of millions, perhaps in the billions that they've collected over their lifespan, if you call it that. Born out of what? Who inspired them? Where were they funded? And yet, no cures for cancer. Are they just buffoons, or is there something else going on over there?
Yes? Can I answer yes to all of the above?
Oh,
man. Now, buffoons.
You're not indicting all, you know, like the person answering the phones at the ACS. I mean, there are a lot of worker bees that probably have no idea what we're about to go into.
No, I'm not indicting anybody like that, the lower level people. I'm at the top, mm-hmm. which is the same with almost every different, you know, click you look at. It's not most of the worker bees. It's the people that are at the top of whatever organization.
Right.
It is the same with the ACS. And by the way, ACS was founded in 1913 by guess who?
Wait a second. 1913, that's the year of the famous Federal Reserve Act. There's some cool stuff that went on that year.
It is. It's the year of the Fed. It was also the year that the ACS was founded. But you got to get the quiz question, though, right. So who founded the ACS? I'll give you a hint. It was in New York City. It was at the Harvard Club in New York City.
The Harvard Club. You know, I wasn't a member. They wouldn't let me in. I wouldn't, as Groucho Marx so famously said, I wouldn't want to be a member of any club that would have me. Beelzebub. Somebody named Beelzebub, probably, right?
Beelzebub?
Yeah, something like that, no?
A man named Rockefeller.
No, not Rockefeller. Really?
John D. John D. Okay. Rockefeller. He founded the ACS at the New York Harvard Club in 1913, which, as you mentioned, was a big year. It was also the year of the Fed, the 16th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the Department of Labor and the Department of Commerce were established that year as well.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there was a lot of shift that happened in the early 20th century that had a larger impact on it, like we've talked about and you've written about and we wrote together about, you know, the Flexner Report of 1910, 3 years prior to that, set the stage for the medical monopoly. But is it true, like these so-called wealthy, elite, industrialist, monopolists said, hey, you know, we don't want to have to give all our money to philanthropy. What if we dupe the people to, like, we'll match them? You know, if they give so much money, we'll match them. And that way we'll get them to feel good about what they're doing. In the meantime, we'll take all that money and invest it in our patent medicines.
Well, that's exactly what they did. You know, this was a chance. The ACS was yet another chance that Rockefeller had to monopolize an industry. And through the ACS, through the American Medical Association, he has been able to monopolize for a long time the chemical industry, which is now the pharmaceutical industry. So it's all part of it. It's part of a big business plan from John Rockefeller. And, you know, Carnegie was involved back then, too. We talked about the affiliation with the Carnegies and Rockefellers with the AMA and then the Flexner Report. Mm-hmm. This all goes back to really the same era of time, the same overarching goal, which was to monopolize medicine. And they hit him from different angles. You know, at the behest of John Rockefeller, the AMA in 1913 also, this was another thing that happened in 1913, is they formed what they called, internally, the Propaganda Department of the American Medical Association, with the sole goal to demonize homeopaths and other quacks, that they, you know, quacks in quotation marks, of course. Meanwhile, Rockefeller, until he died, had his own homeopath. That was the kind of medicine he believed in.
Yeah, he had two homeopaths, in fact, and you know, ironically, was largely responsible for eliminating homeopathy in the American marketplace over the course of the first half of the 20th century, to the point where I never heard the word homeopathy until I was 24 years of age, meeting a Belgian doctor to become my mentor that immigrated from Belgium, where homeopathy still existed, into America to help restart it here. So it is an extraordinary impact that they had, and it hasn't been a good impact, but if we must suffer in order to learn hard lessons, we have suffered. I have suffered, and it is why I know what I know and why I do what I do, and the same for you, TMB. And here we are asking the question, is the American Cancer Society set up in its charter, in its mission statement to cure cancer?
And the question in that, it would have to be no. It's not set up. As a matter of fact, the purpose of the minutes of the charter, I believe, are written for the ACS that if a cure to cancer is ever found, they will immediately disband. Okay, so that does not necessarily incentivize those people that are making good money working for the ACS to try to find a cure.
Are we talking, TMB, thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands, millions? How much are they talking about bringing in every year so we get a scope or a scale of this that if they found a cure, they would have to shut down? What kind of impact are we talking?
Well, last year, in 2013, the expenditures of the American Cancer Society were over $1 billion. Their expenses were over $1 billion.
Okay,
they took in way more than that, but their expenses were $1 billion. And of that billion, only 17%, I believe it was, just under 17%, went to research for cancer. The rest went, the other 83% went to administrative overhead, salaries, bonus packages, travel, entertainment, fundraising, and so forth.
Of that 17%, how much of that percent in research went to researching nutrition and detoxification and toxic poisons?
I'd have to say a big goose egg there, RSB, a big goose egg. Nothing went to that.
So you're
not getting the bang for your buck that you think you are, folks, if you're donating to these organizations, number one, because only 17% is going to research. But then, as RSB just noted, that 17% is going to crappy research on drugs and surgeries and radiation that don't cure, that actually cause cancer. So you're getting 0% effectiveness from your donations to those organizations. That's why for us, with the Truth About Cancer, we're donating to actually three different charities this time. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the fact that the mainstream charities for cancer are not doing real research on the treatments that work.
Yeah, and you are interviewing doctors for the quest for the cures continues. I've interviewed doctors on this show. We've done it that are able to help people overcome cancer, and they acknowledge that what you've just said is absolutely factual. It's not satisfactual, but it's factual. And so we get to this bigger question now, practically. You know, when people go for tests, go for checkups, you know, when to say no. There's a great article here on Health Impact News. Uh-huh. And it relates to some Time Magazine stories from the British Medical Journal that's going into some ideas for people to take control of their own health, and it's about dang time.
It is. It is. And this is an interesting article, Learning When to Refuse Medical Treatment. I would say, just being devil's advocate here, that unless I'm in a traumatic situation where I've literally been stabbed or shot or you know, in a major accident, I never would go to a doctor. I would never receive medical treatment for anything.
Well, and the irony is you're telling the truth, because you're in Costa Rica flying off of golf carts, and other than Dr. Bitar, you didn't have a lot of treatment going on.
No, but, you know, like I've said in the past, I'm very careful to make the delineation between the trauma medicine and then caring for degenerative disease. Right. It's a big difference. And so the trauma medicine in the United States is second to none. We can put Humpty Dumpty back together again better than anybody else. We can save lives in the emergency room better than anybody else. So not knocking that at all. But outside of that, I've not been to a doctor for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years. For anything outside of something that's a trauma injury.
Yeah, but you've consulted with homeopaths and herbalists.
Sure.
You've talked all the natural stuff, and you're doing really well. It's incredible, and not so incredible. I mean, you're just big. You're huge. Yeah, it's Ty. Look out! So don't want to fall on with all those muscles. But here, you know, and I've said this, and we've lectured together, and this always gets some groans, some laughter, some surprises, some shock when I say the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And when I say that, people that get it go, oh, you know, I never, you're right. But why? What do I mean when I say that?
Well, what you mean is that the treatments oftentimes will kill worse than the symptom they're trying to treat. And that's the truth. We talked about that in the first segment with the iatrogenicide. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're better off not going into the hospital, not going to the doctor. Most things aren't some kind of an acute injury that requires immediate attention.
Right.
So if it's not that, you're really rolling the dice every time you go in there. These article I was looking back, I found some statistics from on iatrogenicide from segment one that I didn't bring up. But let's see, there was a 1972 to 1995, the Office of Technology Assessment in the United States, which was created by Congress to analyze scientific and technical issues in America, and they conducted studies on healthcare during that period of time, and they found that in 1978, the report they issued in 1978 concluded only 10 to 20% of all procedures currently used in medical practice have been shown to be efficacious by controlled trial. What that means, let me translate that. That means that between 80 and 90% of everything that a doctor does is scientifically unproven guesswork. by their own definition, according to this OTA report, the majority of conventional medicine is quackery.
And they hold the mantle of science, of course. And you know, we revealed that as well in talking about this earlier today and in each and every day. But on the Daily Show, again, you got to listen to that. They acknowledge that there's no science behind the drugs. They haven't been proven. And yet everybody assumes that they are because the FDA says they're good, the stamp of approval. But if it's FDA approved, you're likely going to be harmed by it. And the supplements that are not, they're regulated, but they're approved, are largely killing no one.
Who's more likely to kill someone, a doctor or a gun owner?
You know, doctors are more dangerous than guns. They're more dangerous than germs.
A doctor is 24 times more likely to kill you than someone that owns a gun, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your average doctor, if I remember the statistic properly, the average doctor has a 17% chance of killing at least one patient each and every year.
Oh, my gosh. You know, remember when the doctors go on strike in hospitals, the mortality rate for any given area goes...
Yeah, 1973, I think it was, the strike in Israel, the death rate went down 50% in 1 month when the doctors struck.
Yep, and if you think that was an anomaly when they went back to work, the mortality rate climbed right
back up
to where it was before.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, so you want to stay out of hospitals if you can, because, again, that's where a lot of the injuries are happening as well. And how do you protect yourself in there? We're about out of time for this segment, but... make sure you have an advocate with you, a friend, a loved one, a family member that never lets you out of their sight, that looks at the charts, you know, and double checks and asks. I know it's annoying to some of these doctors, but if you want to stay alive in a hospital, you need 4, 6, 8, 10 eyes, whatever you can afford to have with you. All right, TMB, we've got to cover some stories of education. Education, they call it. Fourth graders in Louisiana. You know what they're teaching them, TMB?
I do, but we'll wait until after the break to tell.
All right, we're going
to
find out. It's it's another shocker. It could bring on some good bumper music from Super Don, though. That's all. Stick around and watch out for metal lunchboxes. They might be something else.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free.
Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's hard out there for a what? Super Don.
It's hard
what
out
are you
here
doing?
For. It's hard out here for a pimp. It sounds like
a P-I-M-P.
We're about to go into stories about fourth graders at school, and you play a bumper about pimps. What is that?
What is going on here? What's happening here?
Well, you wouldn't believe what it is that's going on with the fourth graders.
That's what I want to know. What's going on with the fourth? That's why you're homeschooling. I know, CMB, because you don't want to send kids to school in Louisiana. They're going to learn about pimps and, is it gangsters or mobsters?
Mobsters. In Louisiana, in fourth grade, they're teaching kids about gangsters and mobsters and being a pimp. P. Daddy Pimp.
Well, they have words like Poe Pimp, and that's not like a sandwich, like a Poe Boy, right? Poe Pimp and mobsters, and said that the worksheet was supposedly age-appropriate based on an education website affiliated with guess what? Common Core.
Common Core.
Common Core.
Why am I not surprised?
Why? It's the core of a GMO apple that has been sitting outside for 50 years at this point. It's just so horrible.
It's a rotten core. It's a rotten one, Robert.
Rotten to the core, exactly. I tell you what, you know, if the parents were involved in the education, would they be teaching them about Poe Pimp and mobsters? I have a hard time thinking that would be the case.
I can't imagine that they would. I mean, look, today's favorite lunchbox is P. Daddy Pimp and Mafia Mobster. You know, I mean, think of that when we were in kids with our lunchboxes. What did we have? Yeah. Batman, G.I. Joe. Oh, my favorite one, $6 Million Man.
Yeah, I was going to say. We had the six with Steve Austin.
Steve Austin,
awesome.
Man. That's Steve, right. Austin was the best.
Yes. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yes, of course. We're all feeling it, aren't you? If you're old enough, you'll feel it.
Thanks for the memories.
I mean, I tell you what, Robert, food could not have tasted better in any other lunchbox except Steve Austin, the $6 Million Man. Yeah. I had some of my best lunches coming from Steve's lunchbox.
Oh, you actually got food. Man, you are just, see? Look at that.
Can you imagine what would have happened if I'd set down that lunchbox and walked off without staying around it?
You know, we're going to get to that. Hold on. I just want to say a quick thank you once again to our good friends at Better Way Health, Reggie Buns and the guys. Because of their support, we are here and doing our thing, and we want to modulate immunity with the Beta-1-3D Glucan, do we not?
Absolutely do, and we do it every day, and I just actually got my Better Way Health Beta-1-3D Glucan, see if I can get that out right, out of my lunchbox just now. Actually, I'm making that part up.
See, that's where... We'd been a heck of a lot healthier as kids if I had had that instead of the little Debbie.
I did just take the beta 130 glucan from Better Way Health. It wasn't actually from my lunchbox. I'm trying to get back to the same place where I was on that fantastic segue before RSB cut me off there.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off again because if you want the Better Way Health beta 130 glucan, call them at 800-746-7640, 800-746-7640, and you can get our wonderful books. They do carry them, including Cancer Step Outside the Box. So,
well, you're awesome. If you're going to keep interrupting Ty, why don't you just get your own show, okay?
I just like hanging out with Ty. That's all. All right, Ty, take it away. What was this? You're hung up on lunch boxes. Why?
No, man, I want to talk more about Better Way Health now.
Okay, go ahead.
Beta 130 glucan. I mean, it's the best.
It's
the best immunomodulator out there.
And so, make sure before you leave your lunch box on its own that you take the beta 130 glucan before you do that, because if not, the bomb squad unit might descend upon it.
Which happened in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
I was just reading a story about that this morning. Kid left his lunchbox alone, you know, just set it down and walked off. They called the bomb squad. Ridiculous. Can you imagine this, man? We are creating fear and hysteria at every corner today, and especially in the schools. It's ridiculous.
Well, it could be that he had the Saddam Hussein lunchbox, because they have them different. They have terrorist lunchboxes now. Instead of the superheroes we used to like, they got terrorists now, and you never know.
So they probably do.
Yeah. It's a whole different world now, indeed.
I'll tell you something. If you don't have a $6 million man lunchbox, you're missing out, kids.
Yeah. The thing is, those are collectors. I mean, they're worth like
$6 million what?
Yeah, you know, it's like, who is the guy that did Austin Powers, right? Mike Myers. Austin Powers.
Mike Myers, oh, yeah.
It's not $6 million and they laugh at you.
$6 billion.
$6 billion. Now you're talking. The Federal Reserve is pumping. All right, Maggie Hamburg, speaking of Hamburg, should she resign for Zohydro, the approval of that? Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. TMB, it goes too quickly, my friend. Thank you for being here with us.
Hey, thank you, RSB. Always a pleasure. And thank you, too, Super Don.
And Randy on the board.
Thank you, Randy.
Shout out to Rob Schneider out there. Keep doing the great work. I know you will. Also, I will just tell you this, my friends, and Ty will say it as well. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.